Carly Ascott has been delivering biscuits and cakes to those who've been impacted by the Cuddly Creek and Cherry Gardens bushfires. Her initiative, Bushfire Kids Connect, continued to operate during lockdown, offering a ray of sunshine to people's lives on Monday. She joins me now for a chat. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
It sounds like your treats were an absolutely welcome distraction for kids on Monday. How'd it go?
Oh, the kids were so excited to receive a box of goodies during lockdown, as were the adults, actually. It was really sweet, particularly for children, registered children in Bushfire Kids Connect. So I've been through quite a hard 12 to 18 months, particularly the first lockdown last year in March happened only 12 weeks after the first Cuddy Creek fires. So it can quite often, these second lockdowns can be a trigger for our children. Some of the children in our group were locked down during a period of time. They may have been a total loss family, which means they were locked down in a home which wasn't theirs. They may have been in temporary accommodation. They didn't have their toys. They didn't have their usual belongings. So we wanted to really make sure that the mental health and well-being of our children was okay, and we wanted to lift their spirits. And so the way that it came about is one of our families is Teresa Langmead from She Baked Adelaide, wonderful baker in Woodside, does delicious cakes and all types of goodies. We heard that she had suffered as a result of the lockdown. She had many events cancelled, which is a complete loss of income for her. And so we wanted the dual purpose of having to be able to provide her with some income, and also to be able to provide our families with a little ray of sunshine, a little box of sunshine, as we called it.
Oh, that's awesome, because I hear she had to cancel quite a few, or a lot of people cancelled orders, so it really gave her a boost.
It did. She had 12 kilos worth of icing. She had excess supplies. She had cakes that she was due to bake for 50 or 60 people. And, you know, when you're looking at 6 to 7 orders of that like, and not only this weekend that's just been, but the following week in lockdown as well, because events are scaled down or cancelled, she organises these things in advance. So for her, when I heard that she had no income and excess supplies, we thought, well, why not create the initiative of baking little boxes to give to our registered Bushfire Kids Connect children and just lift their spirits. I mean, whose spirits aren't lifted with some lovely caramel slice and muffins and biscuits?
Yum. Oh my goodness. And that was all COVID safe and all that?
Yes, of course it was. So Teresa did contactless delivery to all our homes. Most of our children and families are located around the Lobethal, Woodside, Harrogate region. And of course we do have those families that joined us in the Cherry Gardens, after the Cherry Gardens fires. So it was lovely. She was able to place them at the doorstep and the children were just so excited. The feedback has been wonderful.
Oh, that's so great to hear. So your initiative, Bushfire Kids Connect, Carly Ascott, how did that come to be?
It actually came about, my house was impacted by the Cuddly Creek fires. We were incredibly fortunate that our home was saved by the CFS. We did lose everything around our home, but the actual structure in our home was saved. Had it have not been for the CFS, we would not have a home today. Unfortunately, our neighbours lost their homes in the fires, which was incredibly difficult. And during the rebuild, the parents, we are just focused on, you know, the cleanup, the insurance process, all of those things that are just so necessary just directly after the fires. And I remember sitting there and looking at my two young sons thinking, what about you? You know, there was lots of mental health support and offering for parents during the days and weeks and months after the fires, but there was not one thing offered for the children. And they too experienced the trauma of the fires coming towards their homes, not knowing whether they had lost their home or saved their home. Those that were total loss families, of course, the children lost all of their toys, they lost all of their bikes, they lost everything in the fires. And I remember only 12 weeks after, as I mentioned, the lockdown occurred with COVID back in March 2020, and our children were locked down with blackened paddocks around them. They were locked down with, you know, neighbours' houses on the ground. It wasn't a nice sight. And I turned to my 9-year-old son Sebastian, and I said to him, you know, what do you want? What would be a nice thing for you? What do you want at this point in time? And he said, Mum, I just want to have fun. And that's where he and I created the idea and the initiative of Bushfire Kids Connect, where children can just connect in the community after the fires and really just have fun. That's what they need. Everything was taken away from them by way of normality, which is how a child recovers after the trauma of a fire. So they had playdates cancelled, they had school cancelled, they had all their weekend sports were cancelled as a result of COVID. So we wanted to make sure that we could inject fun back into the community. But not only that, the key to resilience is connection. So for these children, getting together and just having fun, not talking about the fires, just having fun, knowing that each child that they're having fun with went through a similar experience, has been really great for the recovery in the community.
That's wonderful. So it's more than just sweet treats.
It is, absolutely. Mm. And we have some long-term plans which are currently underway, really focusing on the education and the, I guess, information sharing for specifically for children around bushfire preparedness for the upcoming bushfire season. So we feel that there's a big gap there in not only children's mental health support and recovery, but also in education and awareness around future fires. Because without realising it, these children that have gone through the fires in Cherry Gardens and Cuddly Creek will also become mentors for children of future fires.
Oh, that sounds excellent. And if there's any other victims of the Cuddly Creek and Cherry Gardens bushfires, they can register with Bushfire Kids Connect. I imagine you'd be keen on donations as well, and people can follow you on your Facebook page. Is that the best avenue?
Yes, of course. So if you are a family who have been impacted includes anything from total loss to partial loss to just the evacuation. I mean, we all have the same fire coming towards us. It doesn't matter what level of destruction that has occurred, and we would just like to support your children. So please reach out to us. You can register your family at bushfirekidsconnect@gmail.com. You can also visit our Facebook page, Bushfire Kids Connect, and you can send us an email or send us a message, and then we can register your family to be included in the database when events come up. But also, if there's any specialised support that your children need, we can certainly help facilitate that for you. We have very strong connections with child psychologists, with CAMHS, with Australian Red Cross and the Adelaide Hills Council as well. So donations, of course, would be also very welcomed to help support our community and our families. And it's just a really nice group. Without realising it, you know, us parents have all connected as well. We've made friends with people that are only a couple of streets away, and street can be acres away, but we didn't even realise their families lived so close by, and it's been a wonderful thing for our Adelaide Hills community.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Please stay in touch and let us know when those initiatives happen, or if you've got anything to announce in the future, we'd love to let our listeners know. Thanks so much, Carly.
Thank you so much for spreading awareness of our little cause.